You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Good morning and welcome to the Morning Walk on Dalal Street. This is a podcast that brings you up to speed on what happened in the markets the previous day and what cues, global and domestic, are likely to dominate our mind space today.
A Morning Walk down Dalal Street, a Money Control exclusive.
First up on the podcast, as always, are expert trading ideas. We've spoken to HDFC Securities and here's what they have to recommend. Details of the same will come to you on the other podcast that's called Stock Picks of the Day, but right now it's the highlights. Aurobindo Pharma Limited is a sell, target 485 rupees, stop loss 570 rupees and return potential here is 9%. Muthoot Finance is a sell, target 350 rupees, stop loss at 395 rupees and return potential is 6.5%. Chola Finance is a buy, target of 1,700 rupees, stop loss at 1,490 rupees and return potential here is 8%. And those are some of the trading ideas from our experts, HDFC Securities, today. Moving on the morning walk on Dalal Street, let's look at what happened in the markets yesterday. Now, Nifty, which started with a gap up, reversed its gains from the 10,770 level, a level that was spoken about in yesterday morning's podcast. And the Nifty found support at the 10,600 level towards the close. All eyes, as I'd mentioned in yesterday's evening walk, will continue to remain on the Monetary Policy Committee's rate decision that's scheduled to be announced tomorrow, that's Wednesday. Expectations are of a status quo on policy rates, but the commentary is going to be keenly watched, according to experts. There is, though, a higher probability of a change in stance and a rate hike in the August meet that will happen. Now, if the RBI changes its monetary policy stance this week and the MSP hike remains in single digits, then the RBI's credibility is likely to take a serious hit, according to experts. A Reuters poll before the Jan to March growth data came our way showed that 40% of nearly 60 respondents saw a rate hike happening tomorrow, but 70%, that's 44 people, projected that this is most likely to happen in August. Crucial resistance for Nifty is placed at 10,770, whereas crucial support is at 10,558. On our pleasant Dalal Street walk this morning, let's get a quick idea of what happened on the technical charts. Nifty made a strong bearish candle on the daily candlestick charts, which also resembles a bearish belt hold kind of pattern. Analysts advise investors to avoid long positions for now and stay on the sidelines till the MPC meet is over. Hawkish commentary from the Reserve Bank of India could lead to a knee-jerk reaction on Dalal Street. The Nifty broke below its crucial short-term moving averages, that's 13, 5 and 20 EMA, and the next support is placed at 10,576 and 10,558 levels, like I'd mentioned earlier on the downside, and bulls will be able to take control over the Dalal Street once Nifty crosses the 10,770 mark. So, one more time, the three levels to bear in mind: 10,558, 10,600 and 10,770. Maximum call open interest, 11,000 followed by 10,700 strikes, and maximum put open interest, 10,600 followed by 10,200 strikes. And from there, on the morning walk on Dalal Street, a look at some of the stocks that will be in the news today. Well, not specifically a stock in this first case. We are looking at mostly all of the sugar stocks because the government is likely to announce a 7,000 crore rupee bailout package to sugar mills as cane arrears have mounted. Then you have Idea Cellular that has got a Department of Telecommunications nod to raise FDI limit to 100% from the current 67.5%. If you recall, well, everyone knows this one, but Idea and Vodafone India are in the process of merging their businesses, and Idea Cellular added in its notification to the exchanges that the FDI approval is a major milestone in the merger process and follows other statutory approvals that have already been received from the SEBI, NSE, BSE, CCI and also NCLT Mumbai and NCLT Ahmedabad. Moving on to look at a pharma stock. Yes, Lupin on Monday launched a tablet that's used for the prevention and control of postpartum hemorrhage or bleeding after childbirth in lay terms, and this was in the US market. And as per the latest industry estimates, this particular tablet, let me get it right, it's called Methyl Ergonovine Maleate Tablet, had annual sales of around $71.5 million in the United States. And finally, a look at the Asian markets. Well, some of the important cues over there, Wall Street closed higher, but there still continue to be trade concerns in the air ahead of the G7 meeting that happens later this week in Quebec. And oil also dipped yesterday after expectations are of higher production. So Asian stocks opened mixed in early trade this morning, with the Nikkei 225 outperforming its regional peers. So the Nikkei 225 is up 0.1%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index is down 0.3%. The Taiwan Index is flat but with a negative bias, down 0.08%. South Korea's KOSPI is down 0.1% and the Shanghai Composite is down 0.1% as well. Now, trends on SGX Nifty indicate a negative opening for the broader markets in India, with Nifty futures trading at 10,584 on the Singaporean Exchange. FPIs sold about 202 crore worth of shares from the local equity markets, and domestic institutional investors, or DIIs, bought 337 crore worth of shares in the local markets.
A morning walk down Dalal Street, a Money Control exclusive.
Today, the 5th of June, also happens to be World Environment Day, and that's just why I thought I'd sign out with this message. Try and reduce your use of plastic if you can avoid it altogether. Do just that. The theme for World Environment Day this year is, if you can't reuse it, refuse it. And India happens to be the host country for World Environment Day this year. On that note, let's call it a wrap on Morning Walk on Dalal Street. Have a great day.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.